With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and I'm joined now on the line by Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande of the Gloucester Fire Department, and a very strange incident early Thursday morning, just off the breakwater at Gloucester Harbor. And Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And Deputy, a very strange occurrence. It doesn't happen a lot, but we saw the pictures, I guess, taken from a helicopter this morning of a Gloucester fishing vessel that had I guess, to put it mildly, run aground. So maybe you can tell me, how was the Gloucester Fire Department involved in this?
We were called by the police about 5:15 this morning, and they notified us that they had some people in distress on a boat around Eastern Point. So we responded there. We got there about 5:23 a.m., and on the way there, I was listening to some of the marine traffic. So I was able to figure out pretty much what was going on by the fishing boats that were around there assisting them. And when we got there, we were the first ones actually to reach the boat. So we found the fishing vessel and row, 150 yards to the east of Eastern Point Light, hard aground up on that ledge, that rocky ledge that's there.
Is that around the side near Mother Ann on that side?
It's just two. So if you were going around Eastern Point, the breakwater, and you were heading up, say, towards Thatcher's.
Mm-hmm.
It was just about 150 yards or so just to the east of the breakwater, right on the eastern part of that point.
All right. And what happened, Tom? Do we have any idea how that happened or who was on board or how many guys were on board and so on?
All right. There was the captain and there was two crew members on board. Everybody was fine. That was our main concern when we got there. Everybody was okay. There were no injuries. We don't know exactly what happened. Our main concern at the time was making sure that the crew was safe, the vessel was stable enough for us to work, and then getting the crew off the boat.
So the crew was still on board when you got there at 5:30 this morning?
Yes, when we arrived there, the crew was on board. They had their survival suits on, so I imagine they probably had a pretty bumpy ride before they came ashore. And when we were able to walk right up to the boat.
Oh, wow.
The tide was going out, so it was fortunate in that respect. Unfortunate for them that it put them out on the ground, but the tide where it was receding when we were able to walk right up to the boat, make sure that nobody was hurt. And after he secured his engines and everything else that he needed to do, get some paperwork for the vessel, we assisted the crew members off the boat.
Excellent.
Walking them up the rocky shore back up to Eastern Point Light.
Well, Deputy, what are the dangers there? Because first of all, that thing looked really high on the rocks over there. It was very windy early on Thursday morning, and plus, I'm guessing you've got fuel on board, and the thing is up on the rocks where it's not really supposed to be. So what were some of the dangers that you guys were looking at, or maybe to put it another way, what precautions did you and the crew take?
The main precaution was, like I said, to make sure everybody was safe. And by the time we arrived, the tide was receding, so the boat was securely on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for the crew and the vessel, but the boat wasn't getting bounced around when we got there. So we were able to walk right up, get to the vessel, make sure the crew was okay. There were some intermittent seas breaking over the boat, so everybody got wet once in a while that way. The only issue there was a very, very minimal amount of fuel leaking. Because the boat was listed hard over to starboard,
mm-hmm.
one of the vents for the fuel tanks, he had topped off fuel in the recent days. So because the vessel was listing so far over, there was a little bit of fuel leaked out running down the deck and out one of the scuppers. But the whole time that we were there, I don't even think it was 5 gallons total that leaked out. So
excellent.
What we did after we got the crew members off, I was able to get back on the vessel, grab the rig, and just stuffed it into that vent, and that just stopped the fuel from leaking. That's how small the leak was.
Excellent. Does that amount of fuel, Deputy, does that tend to dissipate? Will that tend to evaporate, or does that have to be washed off?
Diesel fuel is light, so it does have a strong smell to it, but it tends to evaporate quickly as glass gasoline does. So it's not like the heavier lube oils or things like that. That
right.
Not evaporates
good.
Quickly.
Okay. Finally, Deputy. Visibly, the pictures that I saw online this morning from I guess it was a helicopter. Thank goodness it didn't look like there was any visible damage to the eye on images. Did you guys see much damage to the boat?
The only damage that we could observe, it looked like midships on the starboard side where she was resting on the rocks. It might have been a little bit of damage to the boat, but any of the bow area, the stern area that we could see, and we could see pretty much the whole side of the boat. It looked to be intact without too much damage or any damage at all. I couldn't see what the port side looked like. Obviously, that was the ocean side. I did see a video just recently. One of the guys showed me where they were pulling the vessel off of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to float the vessel and get it back into Gloucester Harbor. So I imagine it's on dry dock somewhere right now. I don't know the extent of the damage to the hull, but that's a good sign that they were able to float the vessel and get her back in.
Well, that is good news. And, of course, I know Captain Lowe very well. He's a good friend, a former high school hockey coach, and a great guy. And, you know, it was rough seas, so hopefully it'll be okay. And finally, Deputy, you know, you have a lot of experience out there, so just bring back some memories or something or other when you go out there. I mean, you must have felt a little bit of nostalgia, if that's the right word, going out there, you know, and it was still dark this morning.
Yeah, it was. It brought back some memories. I spent a lot of my time as a younger man on a family fishing boat, so I could really feel for the crew and the captain in particular. You know, anything, it's hard enough to make a living from the ocean now with everything that's been going on, you know, recently with the regulations of fisheries. And to have something like that is kind of a hard blow to swallow. Hopefully that the damage was minimal, the cost will be minimal, and you can get back to work.
Excellent. All right. That is Gloucester Deputy Fire Chief Tom LaGrande with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.